I'm involved, but it's about him. Hallelujah. What I mean by that, so you can be clear, not what I want, is what he said. And I'm agreeing with you. Hallelujah. And I agree with him, you agree with him, and do what he said. But if you're just going to just drag out and say, I've been to church, you ain't going nowhere in the things of God. When trouble show up, you're blown away. You know, we're going to have to, those of us, we have to encourage others. If you're not rooted, and we who are rooted, we got to encourage them. That's exactly what I'm doing this morning. I don't know if you realize that or not. I'm encouraged to get rooted in the Lord.
Yes, God.
Because if you don't take the things of God, if you do that about coming to church, what you do about when you go home? It's, the life is in the word, my friends. The life of God is in his word. Jesus, the living word. And this book here tells about the living word, how to appropriate it in our life. And it tells us who we are. I'm a new creature. I'm a son of God. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. It tells us you've been delivered from the kingdom of darkness. You've been translated into the kingdom of God, dear son. You've been raised up in Christ. You're a son of God. You're the redeemed of the Lord. You have been made like God. Not you. One day you're going to become righteous. Now are you righteous. And Satan trying to condemn you. And don't let him use his stinking devices on you, deceiving you. Don't be ignorant of what he's trying to do to you. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So let me read on. Who is he that condemns? Christ that died. Yea, rather raised again, who is even at the right hand of God. Who also what? Maketh intercession for us. Who shall separate us? Who shall separate you from the love of Christ? Who's going to separate you from the love of Christ? That's his job, to try to make you think that Christ don't love you. No. Anybody, it shouldn't even be a question. Nobody else in the world you know gave their life for you. It's written. You need to tell the devil, it's written, Christ died for me. That's what Jesus told him. He said, it's written, man shall not live by bread alone. You need to tell him. You trying to tell me God don't love me? It's written, Christ died. You ain't died for me. You ain't done nothing for me but called me trouble. And I've been delivered from your trouble. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation? Huh? Shall distress? Persecution? Or famine? Or nakedness? Or peril? Sword? As it is written. Now watch this. As it is written. For thy sake we are what? Killed all the day long. We are accounted for what? Sheep. For the slaughter. What's the next word? No! I ain't no sheep for the slaughter. I ain't killed no more. I'm alive and you can't kill me. I qualify to walk in this. I qualify to live this way. Y'all better hear me. Hallelujah. I qualify to walk free of sin. Yes, the sin and trouble are going to come, but you can't overcome me because the overcomer is living in me. And I'm going to put him to work by the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony. I'm going to testify to the fact that I am an overcomer. I'm going to testify to the fact that I was healed 2,000 years ago. I'm going to testify that for my sake he became poor that through his poverty I may be made rich. And I'm going to testify that I've been made rich. I'm going to testify that wealth and riches are in my house. I'm going to testify that God is my exceeding great rewarder. I'm going to testify that he supplies all my needs. I'm going to testify he'll never leave me nor forsake me. I'm going to testify that great is he that's in me than he that's in the world. I'm going to hold fast, and I'm going to testify to him that he is my ceaseless supplier. Hallelujah. 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 You know, when you know, we got testimony after testimony that we can tell. But when you get down, I'm going to use this for an example. When you get down to the point that doctors, and thank God for doctors. Do y'all hear me? You think about, I want you to think about this. Get down to the point where the doctors have to put you on life support. And there have been people, I know some people have been put on life support and they didn't come back. But we have a testimony in the midst of us. They put Diane on life support. She going home, wasn't this Friday? She going home. Do y'all hear what I'm saying? She going home this Friday. And they didn't expect her to recover that quick. You hear what the Lord said. Hear what the Lord said. Some of you got some things staring you in the face. He said, but if you believe me, like she did the other, we believe with her. He said, but you receive this. He said, your money will be home Friday. And if you can't receive that, just sit there. But you got some stuff that you're looking at, and you've been trying to figure out what you're going to do with it. He says, you'll believe me, it'll be home Friday. There are some breakthroughs in this building among you. If you open your heart and receive it, it doesn't matter what the rest of them do, but if you receive it, your breakthrough is here. Your overcoming, your outburst, the explosion of the power of God has come to your house today. Hallelujah. There's angels that it worked for you today. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Ooh, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. God said, well, I better finish this. Thank you, Lord. Then we just have to get the rest of it the next time. He said, it's written, we'll kill all day long. It's written, for thy sake we'll kill all day long. We'll count it for sheep to the slaughter.